Cody, do you feel like this is your job?
I mean, yeah. I mean, as a competitor, you always have to go in the mindset of you know, being the starter, you know, at any position. But at the same time, you know, you're still learning from those guys around you. But yeah, we come out here and compete every day. You know, me, Kevin, Brock, Deshaun. It's fun when you have guys that are, you know, really talented at that position. You get to compete against because it makes you better as a player. But yeah, I mean, even if, like I said last year, as a rookie, you know, even if you're not or it doesn't work out that way, you still got to prepare as a starter. You know, every single practice, every single meeting, even the games.
Cody, Brock was saying every move you guys make is filmed. Mm-hmm. Is that unnerving at all that every moment is being?
No, I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's in the way it's described as this one, you know, big long job interview. Basically, you know, everything you do from inside, you know, this facility, even the off season, different stuff, and obviously you can't have as much, you know, contact with the coaches, but when you come back, you know, they can tell who's worked hard in the offseason, who's done stuff. But yeah, even individual, you know, walkthrough, everything is being filmed and evaluated. And, you know, that's their job. You know, as your player, is your job is to put everything you can on film, you know, put your best foot forward.
So what'd you do on the time since we saw you last?
Same thing. Went back out, you know, to California and had a really good workout program going. Got back with, you know, Tom House and Adam Dato and them and, you know, just committed to that same, you know, offseason program and, try to tune some things up, you know, the last couple of days before I got back out here.
When you came back, did you expect to be the guy that got the first snaps?
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea. Obviously, that's Coach Jackson, you know, decision. But, you know, my mindset's been the same. No matter if I'm in with the ones, twos, or threes, wherever it's at, you got to compete the same, you know, and everything's on film and everything you do, you know, like you said, is evaluated. You know, so no matter where you get thrown in there or who you're with or who else is in there with you, you got to make the most of every opportunity.
How much are those guys pressing you, Brock, Deshaun, Kevin? How much are they really pushing you?
Oh, yeah, every day. You know, like I said, we really compete every day, and we all have these little competitions and individual drills and stuff, and it's good, you know, because you get to learn from one another and you know, really, really compete against guys that are, you know, really good at position. And, you know, it's been, you know, I've been fortunate, you know, to have some really good coaches here as well with Coach Jackson, now Coach Lee, and they're the same way. You know, they push all four of us, you know, as hard as they can, you know, and they get us going. And it's fun, you know, to have those guys that are that talented to compete against every day to make yourself better.
Cody, I know it's just one play in camp, but did you feel good connecting with Kenny on a deep ball?
Yeah, it was good. You know, Kenny made a great move on that and, you know, got some separation there. And it was awesome, you know, to stretch the field a little bit and kind of show off some of that offseason work a little bit and be able to put the ball down the field. And even one-on-ones, you know, had some chances, you know, to take some deep shots there. But at the same time, you know, my mindset's always been play within, you know, the system. Don't force those. If they're there, you can take them. If not, you know, if you have to go to check down or you know, get to a second, third read, be smart with the football, you know, and you want to be able to you know, hit the long ball here and there, but at the same time, be smart and you know, eliminate turnovers and you know, put your team and your offense in the best chance to score and win.
Throughout mini camp, and then yesterday, we saw you and Deshaun really split the first team reps. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it tightening up, and how do you process that?
I mean, it's just for me, it's the same thing every day. You know, I just take the same mindset in, you know, to every day as I'm going to compete. And when I'm out there and, you know, get a chance, whether, you know, no matter what group it is, you got to make the most of the opportunity, you know, and that's something that's been important to me all the way through high school, you know, in college. And you know, it's all about, you know, when you're out there, what you do, you know, and if you know the offense, you know the system, if you're doing the right thing, if you're making the right reads. And, you know, that's something I've always focused on. It's really helped me, you know, keep my mindset, you know, focus on the right stuff.
You mentioned the offseason work in that deep throw to Kenny showing up. Is that a throw, or are there other throws out here you can point to that you might have been hesitant to make last year that you're more freer to make this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, like I said, it's first day, so we're still, you know, getting the offense in. But, yeah, I mean, last year I was, you know, rookie and just so focused on, you know, don't turn the ball over, don't do the wrong thing, you know, be smart with the football, get the ball to the right guy. And obviously there were some chances that, you know, I should have taken last year and taking some shots downfield. But, you know, I think that just comes with being more comfortable with the system as well and having that, you know, trust in yourself and knowing that you know where to go with the football. And like I said, you know, the offseason was huge on that, you know, being able to study the playbook and know, you know, what looks on defense you're going to get to where you can take a shot, you know, on certain plays. And I think that, you know, will help transition over this year.
But that's more about knowing the offense, not so much the arm strength.
I mean, it's just, it's a combination of, you know, knowing what covers they're in and also, you know, if you can take the shot, you know, and if you get one-on-one, what guys are going to go make a play and if you give them a chance. But yeah, you know, my biggest thing obviously was being a rookie and just, you know, wanting to be smart with football. You know, don't turn it over. Don't do anything to hurt your team. You know, go in there and do everything you can to help your guys, you know, be in the best position to win. And obviously, being more comfortable with the system, you get a chance to make, you know, take some more shots.
Did you work with Deshaun side by side with Tom House out in LA?
Yeah, we got to work a little bit together, which was cool. You know, and we get to help him out, and we were helping each other out, and you know, throwing with Tom. And there's a lot of guys out there to come out and throw. So us being kind of some of the younger guys, we were kind of picking the brain of the older guys who are out here. But, yeah, it was awesome. You know, we had a really good, you know, workout going, really good off season. So it was nice to come back, and, you know, you feel prepared and you feel like you put a lot of work in.
Who were some of the guys that you worked with there, you know, the veterans, and what did you take from some of them?
Yeah, well, I mean, just one in particular was Matt Ryan, this guy that works out there, and, you know, guy that was MVP last year and went to the Super Bowl and had a great year. And, you know, I just talked to him about really his workout schedule and what he does in the off season and even during season, you know, stuff that you can do and really work on. You know, and Julian Edelman was a guy that you got to throw to a lot, too. And just hearing how those guys that have been in the league for a while, watching their workouts and talking to them and just seeing how they go about things, there's a reason, you know, they're still in the league and why they're playing at such a high level.
Cody, looking back at it, that Baltimore game last year where Coach pulled you out in the third quarter was probably a low moment at the time, but was there any positive to come out of that? Did you learn anything, and, you know, you're better because of it this year?
Yeah, I think just overall last season, you know, and there was some good here and there, but you really, you know, want to focus on the things you can do better. You know, in that game, I wasn't, you know, making the right reads, and I wasn't, you know, doing the right thing, and you know, that was Coach Jackson's decision at the time, and that's something, you know, as a competitor, you look at and say, okay, you know, what do I do? What can I fix to not let that happen again? You know, and to put your team in the best, you know, position. And for me, that was a ton of stuff. You know, some of the interceptions last year, some of the missed passes, some of the, you know, missing protection, stuff like that is something that I really focus on this offseason so it doesn't happen again. You know, and you learn from it, and you can take that jump from year one to year two.
Is there a point at camp where you would like to, I guess all of you, but especially you, know who was the guy who's going to be the starter? So start preparing?
Yeah, that's Coach Jackson's decision. You know, I just keep doing my job and doing everything I can to you know, kind of state your case on film and put it on film and continue to compete every day.
Is he giving you any kind of indication of, okay, you're getting the reps at the ones every day or every other day or anything like that?
No, I mean, we just go out there and you know, whatever your name's called, you got to go out there and prepare and, you know, be ready to go.
Hey, Corey Coleman said yesterday that he feels like he's really knowledgeable about the offense.
Yeah,
and that wasn't the case
absolutely
last year. What kind of difference do you see?
Yeah, he just meant, I mean, obviously he's bigger, stronger, faster, and he's been moving well and, you know, had a little hiccup there in OTAs, but on the mental side of it, it's been awesome. You know, he really did, you know, stick to his playbook this year and get in his playbook, and it's cool now because we talk and he's the one asking questions about stuff, taking it to the next level. You know, hey, you know, I know this is my read on this, but if they do this, what do I do? And it's cool to have a guy like that who really invests in the playbook. And you can tell, man, he loves the game and he really cares about this team. And he wants to do well. You know, he's a competitor. And it was cool, especially as a quarterback, to see a guy, you know, come back, you know, more prepared than you know, he was last year and continue to grow in the system.
Cody,